City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com. Episode 3.
Are you Brian?
That's me.
Oh, hey Brian. I'm Marshall. I'm kind of like the guy in charge around here.
Hi Marshall. I'm Brian Travers.
Good to meet you, man. Come on in.
Wow, a lot of people for a startup magazine.
A lot of these folks are from our t-shirt company. This used to be one of our warehouses. We thought it'd be good to have a big open space.
Oh, I didn't know you were part of another company. What t-shirt company is it?
Shredware. Ever heard of it?
Well, it sounds familiar.
I take it you're not a skater, then.
Nope, afraid not. I was more into tennis and running.
No worries. The t-shirt business is going great. We're number 2 in the market. That's why we figured we could leverage our brand and start this magazine.
That makes sense.
Let's see. Here, we can sit down over here and talk. Our marketing guy, Kyle, he'll be here in a second. So, Brian, here's what I wanted to talk to you about. We're looking for a young, aggressive company to help us get this magazine off the ground and then partner with us for our long-term media needs. We've got big plans for the media. It's not just the print and web stuff, but we're going to have music, posters, shirts, of course. We're going to expand into our clothing line, maybe even do some films. Like that guy that used to do the surfer movies.
Well, I'm sure we can help you do that. You know, Edge Marketing is a subsidiary of Travers Partners. We've been doing print work and more traditional media for a long time. This new media division is tightly integrated so that we can provide our customers with a one-stop shop.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to talk to you. We've been working with different companies with the other businesses, but we wanted to see who else is out there and if we could mix things up a little. The integration you're talking about could make things go way smoother for us. Let me see where Kyle is. Hey, Kyle! Kyle, come on, man, he's here! Bring the magazine over.
Guess that's faster than an email.
Yeah.
Hey.
Brian, this is Kyle.
Hey, good to see you, man.
Nice to meet you, Kyle.
Hey, Marshall, be sure to give him a t-shirt before he leaves. If someone sees him leaving the building in that suit, they're gonna think we've gone corporate.
Yeah. Hey, show him the magazine. That's the draft of our first issue.
Yeah, I think we could get some videos to go along with some of this, you know? Tie in the stories with some videos of the same places and people. It'd be like extending the magazine to your website. That way you can hit them with more ads, and of course your store is right there online.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking. Get them with the magazine when they're hanging out, and when they get home, drive them to the site.
Yeah, that's a good strategy. You can also give them running updates on the stories from the magazine. That'll give the stories some legs, and keep them coming back to the site regularly.
Yeah, I like that.
What's your demographic for this?
Our biggest demographic's between 11 and 25. 11's when they really start getting into it and want to buy stuff. And then when they get into the late 20s, they tend to start dropping off. Is there a problem?
Well, I was just noticing some of the language in here. Considering the age of your demographic, do you really think that's a good idea?
Come on, man. That's the way people talk. I talked that way before I was 11. And I bet you did too.
Yeah, man, this is our demographic. This is how skaters talk. How all these kids talk.
Are you concerned their parents will buy them the magazine or let them go to your site when they find out about this content?
What?
Their parents don't care. They just give them guilt money and let them do what they want.
Guilt money?
Yeah, for not being around all the time. The parents are too busy making money and building their career to spend any real time with their kids. So they give them money. That way they can tell themselves they're just doing it so our kids can have nice things. You know, to cover their guilt for never being around. Guilt money.
Yeah, there's big money in guilt.
What about these women?
What about them?
Don't you think they're a bit suggestive?
Well, I hope so.
Come on, man. You know sex sells. Hey, newsflash. Skaters like girls.
Aren't some skaters girls?
A lot of them like girls.
And we've got subliminals in the artwork, too. I can show you where they are.
Subliminals?
Yeah. Hidden images and words in the graphics. We've been using them in our t-shirt advertising for years. They really work, man.
Yeah, I know. We don't really use them, though. I mean, that stuff's kind of lurid.
Yeah, that's why it works.
Hmm. What about these demonic images and all this drug stuff?
Dude, do you know anything about our business? This is our culture. What are you getting so freaked about?
Calm down, man.
It's legal anyway.
Brian, man, Kyle is right. This is our culture. We know our customers. You're going to have to trust us on this. The question is, are you going to be able to do this?
Marshall, I know we can do this. I think we can put together a good strategy. No other marketing company in this city has all the resources under one roof. You know we can make this work for you.
Yeah, but can it work for you? You seem to have some issues with the stuff we're doing.
I'm just questioning the wisdom of putting this kind of stuff in front of kids.
It's not just kids. Our demographic's young adults, too.
Right, that's the point. You're putting adult-oriented content in a magazine that kids are gonna buy.
Yeah, man, we want them to buy it. Kids always want to act like older kids. Older kids always want to act like adults. That's the way it's always worked. You gotta make the content for where they want to go, not where they are.
And this is where you want them to go?
Hey man, we're not their parents. We just want to sell them stuff. Stuff they want anyway. If we don't sell to them, someone else will.
Hey, Brian, we're just trying to make some money. If the parents really cared, do you think they'd let their kids have all this stuff? They don't care. They just don't want them to wind up in jail or get anyone pregnant. And even then, they just want their kids to cause them as little grief as possible.
I think he's the wrong guy, man. Why are we wasting our time?
Chill, Kyle. Hey, Brian, I called you because I wanted to give you a chance. I know you're new. I saw your press release a couple of months ago, and I thought, hey, these guys are trying to get something off the ground just like us, you know? We could see if we could work with them. I've seen some of the stuff you've done so far. I like it, you know? It's pretty edgy and cool, man. But come on. You haven't done anything big time yet. We'd easily be your biggest client. We're all over the city. Do you know how much business you could get with a client like us under your belt?
Yeah, Marshall. I appreciate you giving us a chance. You're exactly the kind of company we've been wanting to work with. You're our demographic.
Well, hey, man, I'm willing to try and make this work, but I just need to know if you're on board.
Hmm. Can you give me a bit to think about it? I'd like to talk to my father as well. He runs the print business. I want to make sure we can give you an integrated solution.
Yeah, man, go talk to him. I want to make sure if we do this, all the parts are working smoothly.
Okay, great. I appreciate the opportunity, and I'll get back to you soon.
I'll keep Kyle here at bay.
Better not mess up, man.
Years, what is our base gonna do? They're gonna stay home, that's what they're gonna do. What is he thinking?
Bad day at work, Mom?
What? Oh, Jared. Yeah, honey, I'm afraid so.
What happened?
Councilman Sherwood's at it again. Remember I told you a couple weeks ago he waffled on his drug legalization position?
Yeah.
Well, today he backed off his abortion position. He said his views on that were evolving. He wants to get the word out that he's on women's side in the war against them. Oh, brother.
Why is he doing that?
Because people love power, Jared. They like having everyone notice them and listen to them and give them things.
Oh. Do you think he's gonna win?
Well, that's the sad part, Jared. He just might.
Sad? Don't you want him to win?
I don't know, honey. I don't know who this man is anymore. I'm amazed at how quickly he's willing to dump his base just to pander to these other groups.
Who's his base?
The Christians. They've been with him since he started, and now he's just throwing them overboard.
If he's doing that, how can he win?
Well, honey, I hate to say it, but it seems to be working.
How?
Well, he's lost a little ground with the most conservative Christians, but with other Christian groups, he's actually gaining. And he's doing better with businesses and independents.
Well, if most of the people like what he's doing, isn't that good? I mean, isn't that the way it's supposed to work?
Well, it depends. If you're leading, that's one thing. But if you're just pandering to people, telling them what they want to hear, then that's not what we want, or shouldn't. And there's something wrong about turning on people that have supported you for so long just so you can win an election.
But if there's not that many of them...
You should be the political strategist, Jared. There's something else that worries me, though.
What?
Well, what if Councilman Sherwood wins and does all these things? What kind of city are we going to be? What kind of city will you grow up in? At least when he was trying to please the Christians, I didn't have to worry about seeing drugs for sale at the grocery store.
Aren't those Christians the ones that are, always telling people not to do stuff, though?
Well, it's probably good that they do that. They may be a little out there, but I'm glad they're around to keep people in check. And they share the same values that a lot of us have.
But we're not Christians.
No, but you don't have to be a Christian to not want drugs all over the place or teenage girls having abortions all the time.
So what are you going to do, Mom?
I don't know, honey. I just don't know.
Andrea.
Oh, hi, Principal Harper. Is everything okay?
No, Miss Lawrence. It isn't okay. What is this?
It's Jenny's paper for the essay contest.
I know what it is, Andrea. What is it about?
It's about Jesus.
It's about Jesus.
Yes, Principal Harper. The essays are supposed to be about the person that's influenced the children's lives the most, and Jenny chose Jesus.
Miss Lawrence, this is a school, a government school. We don't do religion here. There's a separation.
But we're not doing religion. Jenny chose the person she wanted to write about. And Jenny doesn't work for this school. She's not a government employee.
Ha ha, Miss Lawrence. Do you not understand the seriousness of this? We can't have this kind of thing in our school.
Why not?
Because we're supposed to be teaching these children. We want them to become intelligent citizens that can contribute to our society. What we don't want are a bunch of people that will constantly be trying to hold the rest of us back.
What do you mean?
I mean, your students are at the age where they need to stop believing in fairy tales and start learning about the real world. They need to learn to get along with others. They need to think about how best to fit into a tolerant society. They do not need to continue in their parents' mythology. It's hard enough to break them of all the negative influences their parents have had on them. The last thing we want to do is encourage that here.
Mythology? I believe in Jesus.
Yes, Miss Lawrence, and we've already had issues over that, haven't we? This is a school, not a church. This is not a place for your proselytizing. Did you put her up to this?
No, I just told the students the topic. I read it straight from the memo. Jenny came up with this herself. Some of them do have minds of their own, you know.
Listen, Andrea, I've been very patient with you, but I am not going to let you undermine all the work we're doing here. We cannot propagate this kind of nonsense. Now, if you want to continue to be part of this faculty, you will tell her to rewrite her essay with a more appropriate subject. Is that clear?
Well...
Is that clear?
Yes, Principal Harper.
My patience has just about run out with you, Miss Lawrence. We're not even through the first quarter yet, and we've had way too many of these kinds of incidents.
I'm sorry, Principal Harper. I'll try to do better.
See that you do.
What am I gonna do?
Okay, soap, milk, hairspray. Oh, apples. Oh, here we go. Oh, no. Nice going, Madeline. Apples all over the floor. Someone will probably slip on one of these and sue me.
Here's one of your apples.
Oh, thanks.
And I promise I won't sue you.
Oh, yeah. Well, the way things have been going lately, I guess it's just better to assume the worst so I won't be disappointed.
Oh, it can't be that bad.
Well, it's not great.
You look familiar. Have we met before? My name is Carol. Carol Jennings.
Hi, Carol. I'm Madeline. Madeline Carlisle. I don't think we've met before, but you might have seen me at some events around town. I work for Councilman Sherwood.
Ah, that's it. I was at the rally last week. You were off to the right of the stage, weren't you?
I probably was at one point. I tend to run around a lot at those events.
Oh, I imagine so. I see the councilman's improving in the polls. I would think you'd be pretty happy about that.
Oh, yes, the councilman's doing much better. People like to take a look at the latest crop of new candidates, but in the end, they want strong, proven leadership. And that's what the councilman brings, strong leadership.
Uh-huh. Well, his strength seems to have left him on the drug and abortion issues, though.
I know. I don't know what to say. The public's attitude towards those things has been shifting for a while now. I guess eventually Bob was going to have to move along with the people.
Well, some of us don't move when it comes to right and wrong.
Are you a Christian?
Yes. In fact, my husband's the pastor at the church over on 95th Street.
Yeah, I think I've been by there. That's a pretty building. Lots of people, I imagine.
Well, not as many as there used to be, but still, enough.
Well, so you know what I'm talking about. You must be seeing how the mood of the public's changing.
Well, the public's mood may change, but God's laws are the same forever. He doesn't take a poll to see what people want.
But doesn't the church have to keep up with where society's going? How can it stay relevant?
It's not about staying relevant. This isn't a philosophy to get you through life. This is what God says. It's what God's done for us.
I know. God gives us peace and helps when we need Him. Gives us guidelines to live by.
Well, God tells us His laws so that we know His nature, His holiness. He gives us His laws so that we can see how much we need Him.
What do you mean?
We've all sinned against God. That's what His law shows us. We all deserve hell, but God is so merciful that He became a man, Christ Jesus, and He died for our sins. And then He came back to life so that we could live forever. Because of Jesus, we're free from our sins, the punishment in the next life, and the bondage in this life.
Whoa, what? I thought the Bible was a kind of guide for how to live your life. I thought God was someone you could talk to when you have problems.
Well, the Bible does show us how God wants us to live, but it also shows us God's nature. It shows us His love and mercy by what Jesus did for us. And God is there to help us, but that's not why we need Him. We need Him to save us. Without Him, we all deserve to go to hell. And once He saves us, He changes us so that we don't want sinful things anymore. That's why we want to obey God, not as a guide to have fewer troubles in life, but because He's changed us and we want to obey Him.
Wow! I'm not ready for all that. I mean, I think it's great that you're so into it. It's good to have spiritual guidance in your life. And I respect you people so much for standing up for traditional family values. I believe the same thing. I'm against abortion. I'm against drug legalization. I have a son. I don't want to make it easy for him to get drugs. I mean, any easier for him to get drugs.
It doesn't matter what kind of laws you pass. People who love sin will find a way to get it. They can even get politicians to legalize their sin.
I know. I guess this is just where things are going. I guess you just raise your kids the best you can and hope.
Or you can pray that God saves them and changes them. then he'll strengthen them to resist all these temptations and strengthen them for the persecution they will face.
Persecution? This isn't ancient Rome. I don't think we're going to start feeding Christians to the lions anytime soon.
It may not be that overt, not at first anyway, but it is already happening. You see it going on in other cities. 80% of all religious persecution is against Christians.
Yeah, but that's other cities. You'll never see that in United City. We have freedoms here, constitutional rights.
But we've already seen those being threatened. There are people in our church that have been harassed by police when they're out telling others about Jesus.
Oh, those always get thrown out when they go to the court.
Yes, when they go to court. But what about the others that don't have the resources to fight things like that? They can't afford to take time off work to go through all the things you have to go through to fight those things. Those people are just silenced. It's quiet coercion. And how many people, when they hear about those things, just don't bother? They decide it's not worth the trouble to be harassed. It results in self-censorship. There are ways to take away people's right without breaking their door down.
Well, I'd be surprised if this was a big issue in our city. We may not be perfect, but we haven't gone over the edge yet.
Are you a Christian?
Me? No. But as I said, I share your values. I've been the one pushing the councilman not to abandon you people.
Well, Madeline, if you're not a Christian, you're not really going to see what's happening. You're not going to be on the receiving end of this. There's more going on than you know about. It's not about family values. It's about good and evil. There are principalities that hate God and hate his people. The Bible says that those who want to live righteous in Jesus Christ will suffer persecution. We've had it easy in this city for a long time, but things have been changing, and they're getting worse.
Well, Carol, I can promise you the councilman will always stand up for the rights of all United City's people. It's not about excluding anyone or their views. There are just more and different views that have to be taken into account these days. We're trying to make sure everyone's rights are protected.
Those sound like good intentions, but without God, it's awfully hard to stand up to an entire society chasing after sin.
Well, not all of us chase after sin.
Madeline, if you haven't repented and believed in Jesus to save you, then you're just like the rest of us before we were saved. You're lost, and your strength will fail you.
I'm sure I'll be fine. And you're going to be fine, too. You have nothing to worry about. Councilman Sherwood's going to protect your rights just like he always has. You can count on it. Anyway, I got to go now. My son's at home waiting for dinner. I appreciate the feedback. I'll be sure Councilman Sherwood hears your concerns. He always wants to know how he can help the people of this city.
But what about you, Madeline? Where are you going to go? What are you going to do?